welcome to Inside the Helix, a podcast presentation from DNA Genetics. Throughout this series, we focus on all things that matter to the pork industry. You'll hear from our award-winning team of geneticists, veterinarians, animal care providers, nutritionists, and other industry-leading experts. We'll explore pig production from genetic improvement all the way to meat quality. Listen along as we take a deep dive inside the DNA Helix.
During tough economic times, swine producers may be looking at all options to cut costs. Semen usage efficiency is just one of those possible strategies. Joining me to discuss this topic today is Dr. Corey Faust, veterinarian and director of the DNA Genetics Gene Centers. Corey, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here today.
Dr. Faust, you recently collected some data that was looking at semen efficiency. What triggered you to investigate this issue?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, economics in the industry has been a challenge for the past 18 months. So looking at every avenue to become more efficient is important.
So what kind of data did you use in your analysis?
Some of our producers that we work with utilize barcodes to record every insemination, and this allows data to be stored and analyzed if needed in case there's an issue with a particular batch of semen. This also allows the producer to keep track of every dose of semen used at a farm, and that can be compared to how many doses of semen was actually delivered during that farm.
So then from your study, as you looked at recorded services versus doses delivered, what did you discover?
Sure. Well, there's definitely some variances between individual farms and producers, but in some cases, it is evident that significantly more doses of semen are being delivered to a farm than is actually being used. And this is due primarily to two reasons. The first is simply the farm may not be doing a very good job of ordering semen, and semen expires before it gets used. The second is overbreeds. This is a common practice for sow farms to overbreed above their breeding target to ensure that farrowing targets are met. After the 30-day preg check, these overbred sows are called out of the herd, or the pregnancy is terminated and the sows rebred. Overbreeding to ensure farrowing targets are met is a good management practice and a good tool to use to help drive the success of the farm, but there needs to be targets and limitations in place as this can be a significant expense to the business.
Dr. Faust, what kind of impact would this usage have on index and economics?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, there's quite a bit of variability between producers and individual farms. The one number to keep in mind is that for every 1 point increase in genetic index, there's a 22 cent return on every pig marketed. So for a producer that owns his or her own boars, any management practice that can change index can have a significant cost savings. So for example, if there's an opportunity to increase semen efficiency by 10%, fewer boars would need to be utilized. Eliminating the lower indexing boars would result in a 2-point index improvement. This improvement in index and reduction in cost of goods would generate around $15,000 annually for every 1,000 sows.
Yeah, that 22 cents may not seem like a lot, but it starts to add up.
Yep, it sure adds up over time.
So then, as we look at post-cervical artificial insemination, this is a strategy that a lot of producers utilize. I imagine this could yield even more savings.
Yes, for sure. PCAI is another management tool to consider to help improve efficiencies. PCAI is shown to be a time and labor savings, but in addition, sperm cell counts in the PCAI dose is approximately half of the sperm cell count in a standard dose. So huge efficiencies in how boars are utilized to increase genetic gain. Again, remember that number, every 1 point gain in genetic index is a 22 cent return on every pig marketed.
Yeah, are there any other things that producers can do to maximize semen efficiency?
Yeah, anything that helps us better utilize boars can improve semen efficiencies. We already talked about making sure that emphasis is put on placing orders for semen and managing semen inventory properly. And we also talked about making sure we have adequate targets and monitoring targets for overbreeds. But there's other things that can be done at the boar stud level as well. This would include making sure boars are fed properly from the time of delivery through production to help increase longevity. Good animal practices and good environments can also help maintain adequate boar retention. Another item to talk about is adequate bore replacement rates to meet your particular needs. I'd recommend to work directly with your DNA national account leader to discuss those needs.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Corey Faust, for discussing just another strategy swine producers can consider to reduce production costs. Corey is a veterinarian and director of the DNA Genetics Gene Centers. For Inside the Helix, I'm Curtis Harms.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Inside the Helix, presented by DNA Genetics. Inside the Helix is released every other Tuesday and is focused on what matters to the swine industry. To catch up on previous episodes, visit us online at dnaswinegenetics.com or find us at your favorite podcast streaming platforms. You can also keep up with DNA Genetics throughout the year by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For Inside the Helix, I'm Curtis Harms.